Trump administration wants agency leaders to be more accountable in how they manage and think about cybersecurity. It's one of a few messages in the president's cyber executive order, and it's slowly getting down to individual programs. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Trump administration wants agency leaders to put more skin in the game when it comes to cybersecurity. It's one of the main messages in the president's cybersecurity executive order. And it's not necessarily a new one. It's one of the big pieces to the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FATARA, and lawmakers saw the consequences of not having top leaders involved during the Office of Personnel Management's cyber breaches. But the administration wants agencies to know that cybersecurity isn't a checklist that agencies should address at the end of their mission requirements. Rob Joyce is the White House cybersecurity coordinator.
Too often, you know, the tech stuff, that's the job of the CIO, the CISO, those techies over there in the outbuilding. It really is the leadership decision to do that. Why? In companies, cyber can be an existential threat. In terms of federal networks, we operate those on behalf of the American people. So the idea that we are protecting Americans' data, Americans' information has to be at the forefront.
It's an approach that agencies like the Commerce Department are slowly starting to recognize. Rob Turk is the Chief Information Security Officer and Acting Chief Information Officer at Commerce.
That's probably, in my opinion, the most important aspect of the executive order. Because quite frankly, you're not going to get anything done in your agencies unless everybody is on the same page, right? Unless everybody is pulling on the rope together at the same level of effort. And what this really, really speaks to, and we've heard this word a couple of times, in fact, you mentioned it as well, it's the culture. What is the culture in the organization? Do we have a culture of cybersecurity? And so when you think about culture, culture is how you think, how you act, and what you do in the organization. So from a cybersecurity perspective, are you thinking about cybersecurity in just about everything that you do in the organization?
But the White House is now promoting a slightly different message about its approach to cybersecurity. Here's Joyce.
The idea and main concept is a sea change, saying we are now going to treat federal networks as an architecture. We're going to look at them holistically. Now, that doesn't mean one big federal government network. What that really means is we're going to consider all of the components because they have interplay. And to think about a federal network and as an architecture, we have to do a lot of thinking about risk.
Joyce says agencies are taking stock of what they have on their networks and are talking to the Office of Management and Budget and the White House about the risk that they've accepted.
So now the question is, does the leadership know they've accepted that risk? Because the leadership has to provide resources, funding, and make those decisions that you're going to upgrade and refresh. But if they don't know that they've accepted a risk, how can they decide what their priorities need to be? So we're trying to uncover those areas we've taken risk. And that risk discussion is often a really nuanced discussion. Part of it might be you've just decided not to invest your resources.
All of these conversations play into OMB's more enterprise-wide view of cybersecurity. The Homeland Security Department, for example, is preparing to launch the Federal Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Dashboard later this summer. And DHS is thinking about how it can utilize the cloud to manage it. Kevin Cox is the CDM program manager at DHS. He says the department's considering moving the federal dashboard to a high baseline cloud.
From a cloud standpoint, we're looking at how we interface with the cloud, whether it be infrastructure, platform, or software. But at the end of the day, wherever there is government data being processed, we need to get the agencies the visibility. We need to get federal leadership the visibility as to how that data is being secured, who's accessing it, and how it's being used.
That's if the work DHS is doing with 44 small agencies continues to go well.
So these are some of the smaller agencies, the boards, some micro agencies. Bringing them in, working to get, again, assess their environment, discover what they have in place, but then get visibility from their networks into, again, that ABCD model, into an integration layer, and then get that into an agency dashboard that's multi-tenant and is running in the cloud. So there's a couple different models with that Group F deployment. We're deploying sensors out to the agency and getting all the feed up to the cloud, or there is in some cases more of an on-prem implementation at that agency, depending on what their needs were. But at the end of the day, the data is feeding up into the cloud. And it's a multi-tenant cloud, so each of these agencies, they can run the reports for their agency, but can't see the data from anybody else.
Some agencies are still deploying their own dashboards now. The idea there is that organizations can use them to report on the threat environment in near real time. Cox says agency dashboards paid off during the recent WannaCry ransomware attack. DHS told agencies who had CDM dashboards in place to check them and figure out where the biggest vulnerabilities might be. Agencies without a dashboard had a more difficult time tracking down that data. The federal dashboard is supposed to compile summary feeds from all the agency dashboards. It'll give the administration a broad view of government cyber posture. And eventually, the federal dashboard will help DHS and OMB decide where best to direct their resources to help agencies strengthen their systems. The Trump administration is also taking a holistic view for recruiting and retaining top cybersecurity professionals. Here's Joyce.
When you've got a kid coming straight out of Carnegie Mellon, MIT, Stanford, and they've got that cyber degree and they're interested in cyber defense, what are the odds that they're going to raise their hand and say, I want to go work at the Bureau of Reclamation, right? Probably not going to be, you know, at the top of their career options, right? They might be willing to go in and say, hey, you know, that DOD job, that interests me because of all the career options they're going to have and will have. So we've got to think about that as we do plan for the defense of federal networks. We've got to have these shared services that now we can bring people in to both defend, you know, big DHS components as well as Bureau of Reclamation and other smaller entities.
In Washington, Nicole Legrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story and all of our extensive cybersecurity coverage at federalnewsradio.com.